You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Despite Proposition 64's passage, marijuana dispensaries are not legal in unincorporated Kern County and in the city of Bakersfield. But just because that's the case doesn't mean there's no controversy. In fact, the controversy has grown in recent weeks as dramatic claims of bribes, conspiracy, and more have rocked the headlines in Kern County. Here to tell us more is James Berger of the Bakersfield Californian, who has been doing a great job following this case. James, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So I want to bring in the story here, kind of where this first emerged in the public consciousness. And Supervisor Mike Maggard made some comments on another radio station, on Kern Radio, earlier this year. What exactly did he claim against a member of the Board of Supervisors, fellow member, and also others in the community?
Sure. So his... It was kind of a surprising thing. He went on public a couple of radio shows on KARN and claimed that folks in the medical marijuana community, and including his fellow supervisor, Leticia Perez, and her husband, Fernando Jara, were conspiring to run candidates against him. Maggard has been a kind of a lightning rod figure for the medical marijuana community, has always been fairly critical of dispensaries. And he voted against it last October when the board banned cannabis in unincorporated areas. And so he made that accusation against his fellow supervisor and her husband. And so he said that they're running a candidate against him, that he is they're bankrolling it with marijuana money, and that they are crossing the line for her as a conflict of interest, but that they're taking money to run things against him and to run a candidate against him, and that is a conflict of interest for her, who voted on marijuana in October as well. So those are the basic charges he put out there.
Now, certainly the Board of Supervisors, being a political body, is no stranger to allegations of politics. But does this go beyond the norm in terms of the relationship between two sitting supervisors?
It does. Generally, here in Kern County, these kinds of accusations don't rise to the public forum maybe as often as they do in other jurisdictions. It's kind of uncommon to have a sitting supervisor make such claims against another sitting supervisor. And the conflict of interest claim, which is the more serious of them, obviously she wants to back somebody against him. She's perfectly capable of doing that. Endorsements happen all the time. But the fact that he believes she has a conflict of interest and violated campaign finance laws is a pretty serious charge.
So where does Supervisor Perez fall on this issue? You said Maggard has been against the dispensaries in the county. Where does she stand on this in her record on votes?
She was the only person to vote against a ban. She is, in general, been supportive of medical marijuana. Her husband is a medical marijuana patient himself for PTSD. And so she was, in fact, very passionately frustrated by the direction the rest of the board took on this issue.
And how has she responded to the allegations from Maggard's camp?
She's rejected them out of hand. She said that while the candidate running against Mr. Maggard, Jeff Hindley, a City of Bakersfield firefighter, is a friend of hers, she's not backing his campaign. She's not supporting his campaign financially or as an advisory capacity. But she's also said that prior to the vote in October on medical marijuana, she and her husband took his political activity to the county council, Mark Nations, and got clearance for her to vote, and that she did not have a conflict of interest. The conflict accusation centers around the fact that her husband is a political consultant and has done some work in early 2017 for medical marijuana interests, statewide interests. And so that's really the core of the debate back and forth. She denies it. Supervisor Maggar very strongly continues his claim that she stepped over the line.
So Maggar, though, isn't the only person making serious claims of impropriety here. There's also David Abbasi, and he is making his own claims about individuals with the county here in this situation. Who is he, and what is he alleging?
So David Abbasi is a medical marijuana shop owner in the city of Bakersfield, and then has claimed operation of some shops in the county of Kern as well. And all of his shops have been closed down. He has a personal relationship with Jara and Perez. They were friendly, and in fact, Fernando Jara credits Abbasi with helping him understand how to use medical marijuana to treat his PTSD symptoms. And so Abbasi has come into this situation with very dramatic claims that political consultants representing a couple of other medical marijuana interests in the county have been using money to bribe Maggard to get special consideration for their shops over his shops in a sort of battle over who gets to have operating shops in the county of Kern. While the county has a ban, there are currently 28 shops which are grandfathered under a previous court case and allowed to operate it through November of this year. And his shop is not one of those that is allowed to operate for the next few months. And so he's very unhappy about that and feels that the powers that be, Mr. Maggar included, and a couple of influential political consultants here are trying to run him out of business while at the same time protecting their clients' ability to continue to operate.
Now, where is Maggard on that policy issue? He has talked about changing county policy in some way to allow some medical dispensaries for certain parts of the county. What's the status of that, and what is his vision there?
Maggard, following the ban, suggests an idea that there will be some sort of delivery-only dispensary system for medical marijuana patients. That issue has been brought to, sent to a subcommittee of the Board of Supervisors, on which he sits and another supervisor, McGleason, sits. And that committee has yet to meet on the issue, and the full scope of medical marijuana services to the community are being considered, from what I understand. So that's still pending, and so we will have to wait to see about that. But Maggard is definitely involved in a further discussion of how medical marijuana would work, at least in the county of Kern.
So going back to these new claims leveled by David Abbasi, is there any credibility there? He has said he has all sorts of evidence. Have we seen anything substantive from him, or is he just a political gadfly at this point?
He's made certainly a lot of claims that he has video or audio, text or other information that proves his claims, proves that there have been bribes. He has been unwilling repeatedly to provide that information and proof to us, and he says he wants to use it for a court case against the county and city. And so we are left with kind of what the county council has called this, which is that it's fabricated claims that are designed to roil this situation and an attempt to get Mr. Abbasi something. He isn't, in fact, is Supervisor Perez and another medical marijuana advocate from Riverside County has been active in Kern County, have both claimed that Abbasi is using those claims to try to extort them into getting his dispensaries back online, getting David Abbasi's dispensaries back online. We've seen texts to both Perez and to Eilenberg out of Riverside, where Abbasi demands that they make concessions for him, or he will embarrass them with information that he has.
So where does this leave the county with regards to its policy on cannabis? You mentioned the dispensaries that are grandfathered into operation right now through November, and this goes all the way back. We had the Measure G fight years ago over medical dispensaries. With all of the turmoil here, what's next?
Well, really, what next is we will hear what the committee of two supervisors has to say about it, what proposal they have to maintain medical marijuana access in Kern County is, and then we'll see what the full board does, and politically what the larger the debate over legalization under Prop 64 was extremely heated in Kern County. We had very active church and conservative groups who did not want any sort of permitted use or business operation in the county, and you had very strong advocacy from the medical marijuana community that they did have to have some way to legally acquire what they see as medicine here. So it's going to be a hot issue. Had these accusations and claims and these kind of almost salacious exchanges that have gone on are sure to complicate that and make, I guess, civil discourse a little more difficult to reach, perhaps.
And in an election year, it should be very interesting for political observers. Again, joining us today, James Berger with the Bakersfield Californian. You can continue to read his fine coverage in that paper and online at bakersfield.com of the dueling accusations about impropriety among members of the Board of Supervisors and people in the cannabis industry and their relations to those individuals. You can read that again in the Californian. James Berger, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy to be of assistance.